From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. Afghan officials say a suicide bombing in southern Kandahar province Friday killed at least six policemen and 10 others were wounded. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack. The attack came hours after U.S. Vice President Mike Pence made a surprise trip to Afghanistan where he addressed American troops. Pence said the new Afghan strategy President Donald Trump announced in August is making progress on the ground.
President Trump has unleashed the full range of American military might. We've lifted the restrictions that limited the effectiveness of our armed forces, so you can, as the President has said, fully and swiftly wage battle against the enemy. We've given you new authorities to directly target the terrorists and militants, no matter where they hide. And this Commander-in-Chief has empowered our battlefield commanders with the freedom and flexibility you need to win. Bureaucrats don't win battles. Soldiers do.
The warring parties in South Sudan have signed a ceasefire. Negotiators in Addis Ababa agreed to the cessation of hostilities, protection of civilians, and humanitarian access in South Sudan. This is the latest effort to end the 4 years of conflict that has killed hundreds of thousands of civilians. South Sudanese negotiators have been meeting at the African Union headquarters in Addis Ababa since December 18th to revive the collapsed 2015 peace deal. The United Nations Security Council has voted to impose tougher sanctions on North Korea in response to its recent ballistic missile tests. The U.S.-drafted resolution includes measures to reduce the nation's oil supply by up to 90%. This is the third round of targeted sanctions imposed by the Security Council this year. From Washington, this is VOA News.